Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
On the phone, I have a Florian Telke from Langton, who's a senior wine buyer there. Florian, can you explain to me first what's Langton?
Absolutely. Langton's is it's a fine wine retail in Australia that started in 1988. And Langton's has an auction business and it also has a brokerage arm whereby we have multiple offers in all fine wine categories, including everything domestic and, of course, international, and certainly very heavily focused on Bordeaux as well.
You've got a big event coming up this weekend in Sydney and Melbourne. Can you talk to me about it?
Absolutely. This is Langton's Chateau of Bordeaux event. This is actually the second installment of a series that started just over 3 years ago. And the aim, in conjunction with one of our key negotiating partners in Bordeaux, was to offer the Australian public an ability to obviously try a numerous variety of high-end and entry-level Bordeaux chateaus. So it's such a wonderful opportunity, obviously, to see this many Bordeaux chateaus represented here with winemakers and representatives, and especially from such a great vintage, as we'll be focusing on the 2016 vintage this time as well. So we're having several events in Sydney and in Melbourne. We are starting on Friday the 6th of March with a dinner here in Sydney. So unfortunately, tickets for that have already sold out as well. It's been quite popular. And then we have a tasting event that's actually being held at Luna Park on the 7th. Which is the Saturday of March, and again, over 250 people there as well. Then we'll move over to Melbourne at the Plaza Ballroom, where we've got close to 200 people attending the tasting event, and that will then be followed by the dinner as well just shortly after. So again, just such a wonderful opportunity to be able to try. We have 15 chateaus represented, 20 wines in total, and just a great entry level all the way into your Grand Cru chateaus that are represented as well. So.
And why did you decide to celebrate the Bordeaux region?
Well, Bordeaux globally is certainly one of the most important regions. I mean, if you look at notoriety and trade and, you know, certainly in terms of the mystique and glamour that comes with it, you know, Bordeaux appeals to a lot of people, not just your investors, but certainly these days also your drinkers. And there's never been a better time to actually enjoy Bordeaux wine. Through investments in the vineyards, the wineries, and obviously, you know, some will say that global warming has an effect to this as well, but Bordeaux wines have, you know, maintained at the highest caliber of quality over the years, and, you know, it's something that we really focused on. It's certainly something that's, you know, taken akin with our clients as well. We have a lot of people that look at these wines for cellaring, for long-term cellaring, and, again, there's very few regions that will stand the test of time as Bordeaux does. But then again, on the other side of that, there's also much more of a focus of having wines that are earlier approachable now. So you're finding there's a whole new generation of people wanting to be introduced to Bordeaux. And with that comes an approachability. And I think the Bordelais have really looked at that as well. So, you know, as much as we're looking at the Grand Cru wines that will sell for decades or lifetimes, you're also going to have wines that are approachable pretty much on release these days. So as far as appeasing clients and getting them introduced to the world of Bordeaux, it certainly presents a wonderful opportunity.
Now, there are winemakers and wines that are going to be there this weekend that you're especially excited about?
Absolutely, all of them. It's, it's a great selection. And again, we're looking at your classified growth. You know, even looking at the likes of Brian Cantenac, you know, you're looking at Grand Puy Lacoste, Chateau Pontet-Canet, Chateau Bechevel from Saint-Julien there as well. So all across from Pessac-Léonard into Saint-Estèphe, Margaux, Pouillac. We've also got right back represented La Bassise Ducasse and Pavi Macquart. So obviously the Tyrol family heavily involved there. But from what we're seeing here, we've also got people that came to our original events. So Philippe Blanc, for instance, from Chateau Bechevel, he's been around for a long time and, you know, he's a wonderful representative of Bordeaux globally as well as a lot of the other ambassadors that are coming along. What is actually interesting with this as well is as much as we have people like Philippe Blanc, Andre Le Ton from Brancantenac attending, there's also a new generation of, sons and daughters of chateau owners. So we've got Adrien Bernard, for instance, from Domaine de Chevalier. We've got Justine Tesseron from Pontecanet, Emeline Bory, who was here last time as well, from Grand Prix Lacoste. So it's great to see the generational shift as well. And obviously, again, that speaks to what I was saying earlier, whereby there's a much renewed interest into getting into Bordeaux as well. And I think, some of the perceptions of the stuffiness of Bordeaux and the pomp, although that may be there in some regards, but there's certainly very much an approachability and a much bigger excitement for a younger generation these days as well to try these wines.
You mentioned the events are sold out, but there's a giveaway for tickets on your website this week.
That is exactly right. And, it's just great to see the tickets selling out so quickly, and we wish we had had more wine to show. At this time, the tickets have sold out. If you are still looking at having a chance to get into our Melbourne tasting event, for the Sunday, there is a double ticket pass to give away. Now, this is applicable for Melbourne residents only. If you go onto the Langtons website, that's www.langtons.com.au, on the homepage there is a link to enter the draw for the double ticket. Now, entries will close by the end of Thursday, and obviously we'll notify the respective winner of that as soon as the tickets have been drawn.
And for people who miss out, can they find the wines on your website and where in Australia?
You can indeed, absolutely. So Langtons is very much the home of Bordeaux in Australia. In fact, we have hundreds of wines available on our website and through our brokers. But also on top of that, we obviously have relationships and access in Bordeaux through negotiating partners, whereby, the sky's the limit, so we can try and attain pretty much everyone's desirable wines. But for all these wines, there will be an offer as well, which will be on the Langtons website. So again, that's www.langtons.com.au.
Thank you very much, Florian. We hope you have a great event this weekend.
Great. Thank you very much, Audrey. Appreciate your time.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.